Thank you for joining me, Veronica Vella, on the Supernatural Quest. We're continuing with Light Body. Light Body is the anchor, if you will, to your ship. It's the anchor that allows you to enjoy each and every day in every way, because it creates the reality that we all live in. Let's start with the first dimension. Everything is made up of sacred geometry. It has a code that will allow it to maintain its energetic form and function. Yes. And as it maintains its form and function, it remains energy. Everything's energy in motion, or the lack of motion. It's all about energy management. So in first dimension, you know, you get your earth, you get your mineral kingdom. And everything there, of course, has its innate intelligence. It knows what it's supposed to do and be doing, and it does it, which is why it is in the earth. It is moving through its development as it should in its energetic form, just like everything on earth has a form and a function. Second dimension, we move more into where we move from the mineral into the crystal, into the plant. So if you're working with your first dimension of minerals and crystals, then you move into your second dimension where the plants begin to have an innate growth via the sun. The minerals as well, but in their own vernacular. As the energy codes flow from the sun into each and every sacred code, it activates it to be the life force, the life form, the functional energy that it happens to be. So second dimension moves more with the plant kingdom. And in third dimension, you bring in the animal kingdom. And as you know, in animals, in the animal kingdom, there is a life and a death. There is a birth and a death. There is the alpha. There's the alpha male and female that are the leaders in the nature, in that level of integration. It creates a polarity. And in that polarity, you do have the up and the down, the left and the right, the opposites. So as you move into the fourth dimension, this is where time exists. It's an energetic area for mind play, for thought forms, for all things of the mental world, of a time-based understanding analogy. So in fourth dimension, if you linger there too long, much like the third dimension where you become more animal or more back brain, more reptilian brain, survival, fight or flight versus thrive in the front brain. But so third dimension would keep you more into that way of understanding and living. And as you move into fourth, yes, you're going to be very analytical. You're going to be very front brain, and you're going to acclimate between the midbrain. However, it can keep you locked into confinement, into concepts. The mental world, like we said, is very masculine. And then if you stay in the masculine world too long without integrating, then it isolates itself and contains itself and well, creates that self-confinement. How does the song go? Prisoner of your own device. Okay, and so when you move into the fifth dimension, you are working more with your imagination. Okay, when you work more with your imagination, then you're going to work with co-creation. Now, there's a higher level and a lower level to the fifth as well. From first dimension to the fifth dimension, you have an upper and a lower. So it all has, all good is good. That's your upper levels. But then you have the bad and degrees, okay? So you have degrees of difficulty. but all good is good. So in the fifth dimension, where you have the imagination, where we have the ability to realize that we create our own dimension, where we can realize that we are like a miniature microscopic solar system of our own, with the heart being the sun and the mind being the moon, you know, and Venus being our either our sexuality or our magnetism, and Mars being our drive or our male energy. So and if you stand with all of your hands out, your feet out, you know, you're like a star, you know, you're five pointed. You're moving stars. Everyone is a stardust. So in fifth dimension, you have the higher dimension of having that imagination, creativity, and you deliver that in your aura. You deliver that incredible electric energy field. However, there is a negative side to, or darker side, or lower side, and I can't say it's negative, much like male and female. Female is negative and male is positive. So you cannot really say that negative in this case is bad. Without negative ions, we would not have our environment refreshed. So let's not get stuck in 3D polarity of negative and positive, being good and bad. All good is good. Only bad has degrees. So the lower, as I move into my lower chakras, thinking about it, the lower energy of the fifth dimension deals with the air. The air. When I say air, I mean the air as in air, I-R-E. The air as in the magicalness of Ireland, the magicalness of the energy that resides within our superconscious. That's like a bridge to the super universe. Because without that bridge to the super universe, there is a block, and that block tends to be our own lack of imagination or too much fear in our imagination. So we create our own imprisonment. We create our own blocks. We have that much power. As individuals, it's a theme to take away our power. They think you can't take away something you did not give. So therefore, they cannot take away your power. The only thing they can do is psych you out of your power. And when I say power and your personal power, that's your fortitude. That's your spiritual altitude. That's your ability to bounce back when first, second, third, or fourth, or even lower fifth degree get in there and create chaos, calamity, or negativity in a way that it's less than good, you see. With that in mind, it's class. It's learning how to manage your energy. It's class time. Yes. And when you go through these lessons, you do achieve a certain amount of class. Not only class as in education, but class as in you upgrade your energy. You're aware at least of what you prefer to be free of versus judging. Because, see, judgment will lock you in to polarity. That's right. It will create a nice little box where your imagination will bolt it down, and your lower fifth dimensional creativity and ability with your mind will create your own little place of discontent. And you know that without a choice, it breeds demons. You know that. Just like still waters run deep, but stagnant waters create reptiles of the mind. Okay? That's back brain. That's reptile brain. Midbrain is your mammal brain. You can't get stuck in your midbrain either, because then you want to nurture and you want to cook and clean and mother and father, and nothing wrong with that, but you cannot stay there very, very long without being caught up in the lower dimensions, into that polarity. So instead of being in mammal brain, you move into your front brain. into your God body, into your light body, because that's where you become the Jedi. That's where you learn to manage your energy. And it begins with your mental and your emotional, your thoughts and your feelings. That's where it begins. Because when you integrate them properly in that sacred marriage, your male and your female, then your little child is love. And the joy flows. The joy grows exponentially every day with every breath. You're inspired with every breath. That's respiration, is inspiration. With that in mind, you often want to reassure the reality that you exist in. If you find yourself in 3D and duality, stop and think, oh, judgment, it locks me into 4D. It locks me into time constraints and limitations. It locks me into boxes where there's nothing but labels. And well, it's tangled. It's tangled energy. And the only way that you can be free of judgment is to say, the remedy, I forgive you, you forgive me, because I choose peace. All right? Now, when you're working with judgment, just remember, when you judge, your superconscious judges you. So you want to discern versus judge. You must discern or pay the price. So to discern means what you're doing might be very, very, very good for you, but it doesn't work for me. So therefore, I get to discern it. It works for you. Thank you. It doesn't work for me. It's good. I'm good. You're good. So we agree to disagree. You see how that works? Very simple. You see somebody, something, I don't care what color house they're in, white, blue, red, yellow, whatever their TP might be, whatever the yurt they live in, you can discern. You might choose to live that way and be that way and think that way, and perfect, but I discern it. It doesn't work for me. Because if you do not discern and you judge, then you will get twice the reprimations. You will be twice given the lesson, once by judging them and then the second by allowing their judgment to interfere with your life. So be free of all that entanglement. Be free so that your sacred family, your inner male, female, and little child are living the life that you would choose for them to create, you see. They will create your outer reality. Okay, they're your spirit family. I'm going to tell you that right now. They're your spirit family. They've been with you from the moment you were conceived. They'll be with you throughout all of your dimensions. Okay? They're your oversoul. They are your innate. It is the living trinity of the one living Holy Spirit we call God, the source of love. Okay? So just remember that spark of energy, that innate intelligence. Remember who it is. Remember that it lives within you. Remember to keep it in oneness, in a state of peace. Where there's peace, where the water's calm and there's peaceful waters, your ship will come in. If you've got a storm, that ship is going to crash. I'm just telling you, nothing will come in on stormy seas. You must find the peaceful waters. These peaceful waters will radiate and broadcast into the energy, in your energy field, into your aura, into the dimensions. Now, the dimensions do connect, because once the 5D upper is being able to manifest, create, be heaven on earth. You know my philosophy, BYOH, bring your own heaven. With that in mind, you are orchestrating like a symphony all the dimensions to work with you without judging the elementals, being their brethren, being of one family, bringing them up to light, giving them the love they deserve for creating this 1 through 5D reality. The fifth is lower. It's the fairy realm, which is another podcast. So for now, realizing that when we hit sixth dimension, we must maintain our balance, because it allows that Christ light to move through our body. We become light body. which is a purification body, so that we take that body throughout all the dimensions, okay? Because once you get through the sixth, seventh, and on up, the energies become very finite, and they become all good is good, and the bad of degrees disappear. All good is good. Now, I'm not saying it's filled with saints. I'm not saying it's filled with Buddha and Brahma and Shiva and Krishna and Muhammad. I'm not saying it's filled with all the avatars. But what I am saying is that it's a state of balance, of peaceful harmony that radiates and broadcasts that frequency of love. Okay? And another thing I want to say, people think, well, when I die, my light body just leaves my body and I just disappear. I just disintegrate. No, you don't. Let me just tell you right now, death is a doorway. Okay? And you're not going to get out of paying attention through leaving your body. You might try to act like you're asleep, but you're not. I suggest you watch a movie called Astral City. And I want to say, I think it's Ben Vereen. I'm trying to remember his name. Anyway, he's the guy that played Gandhi. He's in this movie, Astral City. It is in Portuguese, so read it and watch it, and then watch it and listen the next time through. But it is about a physician who believes he has a bead on reality. And when he gets to the other side, he continues to act as though he knows how to manage his energy. And he gets to find out all of the curves, hills, and valleys that you have to you actually have to function and maneuver through to understand reality in general. So I do Astral City. I do recommend it. But for the most part, I can tell you there's nowhere to go. Deep space is exactly that. It's space. It's mother. Mother allows you all the room you need and want to grow. Because without space, you can create nothing. It's crowded. So each and every one of us are given. Look in the mirror. Look at the pupils in your eyes. Okay? That's your etheric body. I'll see if we have time to get into that, but if not, it'll be light body 3. But you look at deep into your eyes, you're going to see the darkness of space, the mother void right there. Okay? Now, that is the opportunity. It gives you all the space you need to do, create what you want. So do not get caught in a rut looking around and around and get bored. Instead, look up to the heavens. Look up to the skies where there's infinite space, just like in your eyes. There's infinite space to begin to create a reality that suits you and only you, because each human's given their own dimension. That's right. You're given your own dimension to manifest your reality of who you are. And guess what? If you get caught up in other people telling you your vision, or situations where you're, you know, spelled, where you believe everything you read spelled, or you're possessed, you've gotten a hold of a spirit that doesn't want to leave Earth and will not let you explore new avenues. Whatever the case may be, if you're not careful, you'll find yourself stuck in the lower dimensions. Okay, so what I'm saying is you have a choice. I just want you to know you have the tools. You have the light body. You have the ability to manifest a dimension of your own by understanding how to maneuver through the dimensions of this earth school. And once you understand how they work together and synchronize, and you synchronize, then you are co-creating. So there's in deep space, there's not any imagination. It's just open arena. There's nowhere to go. It's another dimension where we are. When you learn to meditate, when you learn to focus in and use your light body to look through your pituitary and pineal, like two eyes, when you can use those energy centers, those other five centers, those clairvoyance, to see auras, to see energy, to see the radiation like you do around the sun, when you can see that around people and in your reality, then you will understand how many dimensions there are. Okay? I still see the etheric body of animals run across the street. I mean, I need a bumper sticker that says, I break for illusions. I know, it's pretty crazy, but I'm serious. If I'm in the country, I can have an etheric body of a deer or a dog or a rabbit, boom. So you have to learn how to stay in faith and keep in touch with the reality you're in, because as they begin to merge, and they are merging, anomalies, oddities, miracles, situations are going to occur that will astound, upgrade, and defy everything most humans have ever known. I'm going to tell you that right now. It's been predicted. You know, read Mother Shipton. Nostradamus did. Then Nostradamus wrote all the quatrains around it. Okay? If you want to catch up on that, listen to, it's cosmic, it's esoteric, but, you know, check out Naughty Beaver on the tube. Get some of his old stuff where he's going through and explaining to you how Nostradamus could see esoterically. He could see the energy of what was taking place, and if things didn't change, it would. Because you see, you cannot tell the future, because the future is possible, probable, causable, and then you have the variable. And that's, of course, works all in the dimensions as well. So we create the reality we choose to be in eventually by our energy. And if you're operating on a thread of energy, your auras are shut down. And let's see, I would love to, in fact, I probably should completely, let's do one show where we talk about the pitfalls of hanging out in the lower levels of the dimensions and the chakras. I love talking. That even gets metaphysical. And if you know me, you know I'm a metaphysical monster. I love all of the dimensions. I don't care where you go. If you want to be found, I'll find you. Because I like to go places. I don't know, just call me Ender. I like those places that are spaces beyond the most imagination. I'm just my mother's child. What can I say? So, for right here, for right now, I want you to understand that you are a multidimensional being, that you have an electromagnetic energy body that creates your aura, and this aura is your light body. And yes, there's colors to it when you've got imbalance, when you have too much of this or that, too much negative or too much positive here and there. We can go over that. We will. When you have that imbalance, you get the color in the aura. And then when they're all balanced, then that white light shines through. And that white beam of light, that column of light, is what connects you. When your head is crowned in the sun and your feet are rooted in the magma, in the ma, and the two come together, you are a true human being. You are a Hue being. Do you hear me? You've moved beyond man. You moved into human. So, in knowing this about your light body, in knowing this, you are able to be multidimensional, because each energy, each level, each chakra, when it's attuned, creates that light body, creates what we call a Merkaba. Okay, Mer as in Mercury, Ka as in your vehicle, and Ba as in your mental, emotional body. So knowing this takes place as above, so below. If you can imagine a triangle coming up from the bottom and then a triangle coming down from the top and the two interlacing. If you really want to know more about that, you want to read Melchizedek Drumvalo. And I think on Facebook, he's on there. He's a good buddy, but his book's The Flower of Life. Oh man, the first time I ever picked one up, I looked at it and I started reading it, and all of a sudden, peripherally, I saw this huge diamond Merkaba around my body. And I'm like, you know, I'm like, whoa, this is incredible. And he, if you don't know Drumvalo, you need to, because he's an incredible, incredible deity. Okay. And there are many Melchizedeks, I'll tell you that, and he'll tell you that. But this is Drumvalo Melchizedek, and he is here with a message. He studied with the Yamas, with the Mamas in the mountains, and he has great stories to tell. You'll be amazed. So, getting back to bridging our realities, our dimensions, there's nowhere to go. This is, we create our heaven, or we create our schoolroom where we must learn the lessons over and over, year after year, life after life. I'm just here. I'm your midwife. I'm your spiritual midwife. I'm here to help you birth your innate intelligence into this world so that together we can all create a reality. Now, we do not need Atlantis, but what we do require is Thunderdome. No, I'm just kidding. What we do require is our light body ignited so that if we choose to be in our own dimension, rather than burning the earth out, we can do this. That's my view of ascension. When people's light body fire up and they're like, whoa, I have a dimension waiting for me right now. Whoa, I have another solar system that I have a dimensional body that I can travel back there instantly. Because people have forgotten the way. They've forgotten their light body. They've forgotten that they've just the third dimension. They've gotten into the animal kingdom. And they've forgotten to look up. A lot of us have forgotten to look up and realize that there's more to this reality than is physical. Most people say if it's not visible or physical, then it's not real. You know, people say to me, you know, V, I don't know if I believe in God. And I'm like, hold your breath. And then when they turn blue and can't breathe, they breathe out. And I'm like, that's God. Inspires you, respires you, expires you. Just remember that Holy Spirit is your holy breath and you're filled with it. Just remember your saliva is pure holy water and your tears are pure salt. Your sweat is salt. Okay? So we contain all of the elements, all the dimensions. We contain them. We are co-creating because we are the creation. So let's stay on that station. Let's stay in light body. Let's allow ourselves to be connected to Mother, to Father, to God, Goddess, all there is, to that Holy Spirit that is the energy we call life. So with that in mind, with our innate intelligence and with our light body turned on, just thinking about it turns it on. Just thinking about having that inner family united, having your twin. If you're female, having your male self hold you. If you're a male, having your female self hold you. And then having that child there as a pure love light. The joy, the radiance of the three becoming one. Just hold that thought and move through life with that integrity, with that unity, and with that compassionate love. Okay? Hugs and love. And we will be back with you on the next Supernatural Quest coming up, Light Body 3.